Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 28th of June 2018, and this is the 832nd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's late afternoon. Well, it's not very late afternoon. It's just that the sun is not quite as strong as it was. And I've been sitting down with a pot of tea and bread and jam and goat's cheese. I love goat's cheese with strawberry jam. And a friend gave me some strawberry jam recently. So I'm indulging with that this afternoon. It's been another glorious day, although it started in deep fog and it's been pretty cold. It's a bit of a wind, or there was, there isn't any more, and certainly on the bicycle this morning, it was chilly, it was really chilly. And I did have to be a bit careful today about the roads, because I think it was about 2 degrees up here, but in the shade, in the darkest spots, it looked as if it might be a little icy. So I was very careful. And I went back down to the art school library to do some work. It's a really nice thing to do. And I think during these university holidays, I might continue to do that as a morning thing. Recently, I haven't been working very much in the morning. I've found that the afternoons and the evenings have been better for me. And I just thought I would see how they went, how the mornings went if I was somewhere else. Working on Saturday mornings has been going quite well. So giving it another whirl in another place is great. And there's also something quite invigorating about doing a bit of a bike ride first thing and before I start work, which is what I do at home when I go for a walk and come back and start writing. But the walk is much slower, and so there's much less time to write. So that's been my morning today, and then I went up to get some Get Curry from my pop-up friends. And it was already about 2:30 or 3 when I got home, so I've just made my pot of tea and the evening's nearly here. It's hard to believe how quickly the day goes. I'm feeling quite up. Energetic's the wrong word. I think I'm feeling quite motivated at the moment, and motivated to get things moving towards this trip, partly because one or two things have started happening. This passport thing is now moving forward a bit, and my tickets can be finalised tomorrow. So today I'm trying to work out a bit more clearly what my calendar's going to look like. And I'm revisiting the page I made with the countdown days to when I, not to when I leave, but when I, to when a course starts that I'm doing. And just making sure that I have a visual representation of how much time I still have and don't start dawdling off too much. But what I've been doing is listing a number of categories that of things that need to be done, like the house and research and administrative things, and then trying to move each one a little bit further each day. So far, so good. I'm going to keep this podcast short. I'm about to do some work with my sister, and I hope that you've had a good day too, that you've been able to engage with whatever is most important to you, whether it's a project or whether it's rest time or whether it's being in the middle of the ocean, which I know is one of you today, and whether it's away from what's most important or with what's important. I hope too that you've been able to spend some time outside or looking at the outside or thinking about it. It's very, very wintry now here. All the trees that are outside my windows are all leafless and the sky is paler at this time of night. It is a pale blue with a sort of pale, almost yellowish blue on the horizon. And I love it. I really love this time of year. There are blackbirds as well, blackbirds who are already chasing each other about, so there are signs of spring, and perhaps that's one of the things that makes winter in Tasmania more special, in that it doesn't get depressing in a way that very long overcast winters can. Before you realize it's winter, things are already budding for spring. And sometimes I really miss the dark, really dark and really cold and really unfecund time of year. That's a terrible word to use, unfecund. But the time of year when nothing is growing and everything is at rest, I do miss that a bit. But I'll have it this year with any luck. Thank you very, very much for listening. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.